Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce. I truly thank God for His grace and mercy today. Thank God for allowing us to be on this beautiful day. And I thank God for being here, blessing the name of the Lord. And truly, God is good, and His mercy endures forever. And thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But good morning to all the bodies, believers, all the people of God who are able to hear the Word of God. And I truly thank God that He is everything to us, giving us His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, it is a blessing to know Him and to reverence Him, because He is our Lord and He is our Savior. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. God created us in His own image. God knew exactly what He was doing when He created you and me. He created us in a different manner, but we are all part of His purpose. When it comes to Him, because we are His mirror, we are His image, and I truly thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. But today, I truly thank God for Matthew, the 18th chapter, and I truly thank God that Lord is dealing with believers who do wrong. God deals with believers who do wrong, and I'm going to read Matthew, the 18th chapter, starting at the 15th verse. And I thank God for Jesus. Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, thou hast gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, and every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. How the Lord is dealing with us as believers. And these are, you know, sometimes we do things in the opposite way and still doing things in the way that God wants us to be. But truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ, of His word, that is two or three gathered in His name as a witness in what He established on this earth, the word. Praise God. We should be true believers and believe in what God's saying. And the Lord was showing an example in how we should conduct ourselves in a way as Christians, as believers. Praise God. And thank God that Lord said, dealing with believers who do wrong. And believers, praise God, feel like they ain't doing nothing wrong. They feel like they ain't doing nothing. And in a way, if they transgress against their brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And that's the reason why we need to be very careful of ourselves and how we carry ourselves in the way. See, Jesus said, if the brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him. But you tell him in a brotherly love or sister love with the compassion of Christ to let them know if they transgress, praise God, against the word of God. You would say, look, praise God. And I know according to God's word, we have to learn to forgive. And we got to learn to ask God to forgive us if we transgress against his word. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ for giving us this opportunity to come before him, confessing our sin to him. And most of all, there are Christians now today don't believe that they don't have to repent. If they did something wrong, if they transgressed against their brothers and sisters, or if they lied, praise God, they still, praise God, they feel like they should not have to do all of that. Praise God. But the word of God says we are to learn to forgive and we got to learn to repent of our wrongdoing. Because if we don't, you won't be able to inherit the kingdom of God. That little bit could keep you from getting into God's kingdom. You might be close to the door, but when that time comes and when the Lord opened the door, you won't be able to enter in, but you will be cast out into darkness. But we need to learn to practice in what Jesus is saying to us today in the word of God. We have to learn to forgive our brothers and sisters, but most of all, we need to come to the place of repentance. We need to be open and honest with God and with yourself. We need to be open and honest, praise God, if we want God to bless us tremendously and miraculously. We need to do what God said in his word. For God said in his word, for God so loved the world. But I truly thank God for Jesus. That's why the Lord said, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done. See, it got to take faith to meet faith. Iron sharpened that iron. When you come to the place, your faith, Jesus will meet his faith with you. He will meet your faith, praise God, to make it happen. Whenever the Lord said, and you say, Lord, I believe in your word. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. You believe, and guess what? When you come to that place and believe it, here come that peace that overshadow you, that bring you comfort, that bring you a peace of mind. Praise God. But if two or three gather in his name, praise God, and do what he asks us to do. And Lord said, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So if we ask the Lord, whatever it is, whether it be, Lord, say my family, say my husband, say my wife, say my children. Lord, thank you for a financial miracle. Thank you, Lord, that you provide food for my family. Thank you, Lord, that you provide me health and strength. Thank you, Father, for being the God that you are. Thank you for spiritual blessing. Thank you, Father, give me the gift of faith. Praise God. Whenever you ask the Lord, praise God, and believe without doubt, he will do it. Praise God. And the Lord said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Praise God. Supernaturally, if two or three gather in his name, when you want the brother to pray for you, you want the sister to pray for you, you want your mother to pray for you, you want your father to pray for you, however, sometimes you'll be in the room by yourself and say, Lord, I'm touching and agreeing with you that you are the Son of God, that you will bring miracle in my life. If you believe in what God is saying in his word, it will come to pass. Whatsoever we ask him, but we got to believe in the word. That's the key word, believe. And believe bring on faith. And faith bring on hope. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. So when we believe in God's word and trust God every step of the way, God will see us through this. He will see us through this every step of the way, because God is good. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He will do exactly what he promised he's going to do. That's one thing I love about God. God don't lie. God don't lie. Hallelujah. God don't lie, because he is all righteous. God don't lie. He is all righteous. And whatsoever he said, and that's why Jesus gave us this. If we touch and agree with him and believe in his word, praise God. See, we got to touch and agree and believe in what God said. That's what God said, have faith. That's right. So you got to have faith as a hallelujah. To have faith in knowing the truth. And the truth will make you free. And I thank God for Jesus for everything he is to us in this hour. We know that God is able to do what he say he's going to do. But we got to learn to trust him and rely on him and depend on him. And that's why Jesus said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth, whatever the enemy, the strong man, trying to hold you down, you got to learn to bind that demonic evil, that demonic force. You got to learn to bind. If it comes against you, if it paralyze you, if it come against you and keep you from getting what you need from God, first of all, you got to bind that enemy. Praise God. You got to bind that strong man. Praise God, the Lord. That's why the Lord said, I thank God for Jesus. And let me read again. Verily I say unto whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we got to bind something on this earth as it be bound in heaven. Because Lord, we bind the enemy and his forces of darkness, you will continue to strive with the light. And that light is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we got to learn to concentrate on Jesus. Keep our eyes on him. He will see us through this as long we trust in him. And long we learn how to operate the word of God. And learn how to use the word of God as your prayer to bind every forces that come against you. The Lord said, whatsoever you bind on earth, Lord said, I bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, God said, I loosen in heaven. So when we loose, God give us the authority to learn how to bind and loose the evil force that come against us, that to release the blessing of the Lord upon us. But we got to learn how to train our mind, our spiritual mind, to speak God's word in a positive way. Not negative, but in a positive way. We got to learn to trust God every step. So my brothers and sisters, let's trust God. Put your eyes on Jesus and he will see you through this. And you have a great Saturday. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.